Good morning, rock stars. So today I want to talk about time management. I would say that it is probably one of the most asked questions I get from people at my boot camps, my workshops, and in my personal coaching. Because I guess because I'm always giving lots of ideas of how to improve different skills and habits, and people are thinking, I don't know how I can get anything more done in a day. So I'm in the middle of something, and some of you that are in my Rockstar Facebook group know this. I'm in the 20 days into a 30-day challenge of something called the Miracle Morning, where Hal Elrod, the author of the book The Miracle Morning, talks about how or recommends getting up an hour before you normally do every day and do six things that will contribute to your future success. And he's taken these six things from rock star people that he's interviewed. So the six things are meditation, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading, and writing. So I've been doing that. I'm into my day 20, and with only 10 days to go, this morning actually, I decided I'm going to do it till year end, or the end of the decade. We have 73 days left, so I'm going to continue it till year end because I'm not seeing obvious impact and results yet, 20 days in, and I really want to make sure I give it my all. I don't want to be like the people who say, oh, canvassing doesn't work, and then I said, well, how often do you do it? And they said, oh, we did it once. So I don't want that to happen, so I'm going to, double down on this. So the other things, and then Gary Vaynerchuk, I was listening to a podcast today from him, and he said in the last, few months, he's been waking up 30 minutes extra early, 30 minutes earlier than normal in the last few months, and he can't believe how much more he's been getting done. So I might work on that combination of that, because I would love to get an extra 30 minutes in the day and, maybe substitute the 30 minutes of planning or planning my to-do for the day or doing something, writing, doing more writing so that I feel it's more impactful, because you do get the time and you want to do something with that time that you think is really beneficial. And I'm not sure for me the visualization or the affirmations is, but again, I'm sharing with you because I want to be authentic and I want you to see that, we all struggle with different things and we all, try to get better and look to other sources, whether it's podcasts or books, or tips from friends. I have a lot of friends that do time blocking, and I do think that that is awesome and very productive. So sometimes when I feel like I need to work on Pipedrive, which is my CRM, which you should all have, because certainly that helps with time management, I may block out. I may think that psychologically an hour is too much, so I might just set my alarm on my phone for 20 minutes, and then, you can guess what happens. 20 minutes in, I'm so engaged, I'll do it for another 30 minutes, which is fabulous. My trick that works for me is the planning. I want to get three things done every day, and usually the night before I go to sleep, around 10 or 11, I will tell you, though, I'm going to sleep earlier now that I'm getting up at 5:30. But I put the three important things I want to get done the next day in my calendar. And, 9 times out of 10 for us, those are phone calls, right? Follow-up phone calls. So if they're in my calendar for 8 o'clock tomorrow morning or 7:30 after I drop Mario off at the bus, a lot of times before I get to the office, I've done two of the three of them, which is fabulous. The thing that I recommend highly, that what I lovingly call the exercise of torture, is to time log your activities once a year. And if you've never done that, I highly, highly recommend it, because all of you who say, I don't have any more time, I don't know how I could fit more into my schedule, if you do a time log of every activity that you do starting Monday morning at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. till Friday night at 6 p.m. and then send it to me. I will help walk it through with you, and I will tell you that and find for you, I bet, 2 extra hours. Can you smell? I'm making bacon. Can you hear the bacon sizzling in the pan? So, little side note there. See, you know, multitasking. So if you do the exercise of torture, which is a time log, every 15 minutes for a week, and then take a look at it yourself, but I bet I could find you 2 or 3 hours in your schedule when you do that. You will see that you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. And then that goes to another point. You know, we're right now looking for a VA, a virtual assistant, to log at, when we go to workshops and I collect postcards of people that want, you know, free giveaways. I don't need Josie or myself to be logging those into Pipedrive. So currently, because we're too much, you know, our hourly rate is too much for that activity. What are you doing that your hourly rate is higher than someone that you can afford to, that you can pay to do the job? So if you're washing your car on the weekends and you don't like it, you know, can you hire someone? Are you still cleaning your house? You know, if your hourly rate is $100 an hour and you can hire a cleaning lady for $20 an hour, you should be doing that. So that's another way for you to add time in your schedule. If you want to spend more time with your kids, but you're so busy running to the grocery store, then you should be using Shipt or Instacart, right? I've been using Shipt for 2 years, and it literally has saved me probably 3 hours a week, not to mention the money it saves me from the lack of impulse purchasing. So waking up early, 30 minutes early, doing time blocking, picking an activity you need to get done and putting a timer on it and shutting off, you know, distractions, close the door of your office if you have one. Don't answer phone calls. I put my phone on airplane mode a lot when I don't want it to ring while I'm working on like an LOI or something. Doing the exercise of torture to find a few extra hours. Doing what 3 things do I want to get done every night? Is my to-do list 200? Yes. But I just want to focus every day on the 3 things so that if I can get to the end of the week and I've done 15 important things, I'm feeling very good about that. And then lastly, what are you doing that you could pay, you know, leverage your time with other people, right? And help the economy. So those are my tips for time management. I'd love if you want to post and tell me your tips for time management. And if you haven't yet, you know, check me out on YouTube. I've got 100 free videos there on all kinds of different topics. And follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook. Have a great week, guys.